The top of this ridge was an obvious defensive position for the early colonists, with a commanding view down the river. A battery was proposed for this site as early as 1826, but it was nearly half a century before it was fully functional. Although not clear, the layout of the battery can be seen in these pictures with two guns just visible. The battery had a hot shot oven, unique in Australia, the chimney of which you can see at the front of the first picture. The enthusiasm for building the battery waxed and waned as the level of external threat varied over the years. By 1870, when all the imperial troops had been withdrawn and Tasmania was obliged to take care of its own defence, the battery was well established. This picture shows some of the troops ready to swing the cannon into position. Permanent and voluntary artillery units were established, but were always short of manpower, so it was probably lucky that no shot was fired in anger and no threat presented itself in the river. This is a group of the volunteer artillery taken about that time. This picture shows some of the men on exercise in the parade ground of the Royal Engineers building just down the hill. Gun salutes were fired on notable occasions, such as the 60th anniversary of Queen Victoria's reign, and for at least 60 years a gun was fired at 1 o'clock every day to allow Hobartians to set their clocks to the correct time. This ceased in 1923. The cenotaph, which was built in 1925, is on the site of the Queen's Battery, which was covered over at that time. Remains of the hotshot oven were still visible into the 1940s, but that too has gone now.